You offer them something that would be slightly below market up to the purchase price, and then anything above that strike price would be offered an additional larger commission structure.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode, and for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hi, best ever listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks. Welcome to 2020. This is the first Syndication School of the new year. So we will be continuing to do these Syndication Schools into 2024, the foreseeable future. And we will continue to air the two syndication episodes every week that will focus on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And we will also continue to offer the free documents that we've been offering for the majority of these episodes and series. All of the previous episodes, series, and documents can be found at syndicationschool.com. And this episode is entitled, What is a Fair Commission to Pay an Apartment Broker? So I interviewed someone on episode 1813, and we talked about different ways that an apartment syndicator can win over an experienced broker. So I'm pretty sure I did a Syndication School episode on that, but I recommend listening to the conversation on that episode 1813 with Thomas T. Furlow, because we go into a lot more detail. Plus, it's a lot better to hear it from him, since he is the one that's actually telling you, I'm an experienced broker, and here's what I look for when someone wants to work with me. And this particularly is applied to syndicators who don't necessarily have a high level of experience or do not have a team with a high level of experience, because as we all know, brokers care the most about closing because that's how they make their money. And therefore, their main goal is to close on the deal. So if they're listing a deal, whether it's on market or they have a pocket listing, they're going to send that to people they know are going to close. So in that conversation, we talked about different ways that someone who has a little bit less experience, maybe even hasn't done a single syndication yet, what they can do to position themselves as a person who is credible and can position themselves as someone who's able to close in the eyes of the broker. And the four ways that we discussed was, number one, a consulting fee. So pay them a consulting fee for their time. So when you're asking them all the questions and stuff, rather than just ask for that information for free, offer to pay them a few hundred bucks an hour for their time. Number two was to visit their recent sales. So ask them for a list of their 10, 5, whatever, most recent sales. And then go and visit those properties. And then tell the broker how those properties compare to the types of properties that you're looking for, and then ask any follow-up questions that you might have, just to give them an idea of what you're looking for, but also show that you are putting forth the initiative. And again, all these things are to display your credibility to close. Number three is to explain to them exactly how you plan on funding your deals. So how much money you have verbally committed, what types of financing are you pre-qualified for, things like that. And then number four is kind of general constant follow-up. So whenever you perform any sort of task that brings you one step closer to putting a deal, let this experienced broker know, hey, I met with XYZ lender and I told them about my business plan and they told me that I can qualify for $10 million in financing, for example. So those were four ways. Again, I kind of brushed over those quickly because we've talked about these before on Syndication School, and you can go listen to the 1813 episode where I talked to Mr. Furlow about those. Now, the reason why I talked about those is because we have a fifth thing to add to this list now, and it has to do with the commission. So if you've read the Apartment Syndication book that we released, I think it might have been in 2018, so technically 2 years ago. It was less than that. It was more like a year ago, but since we're in 2020, it's 2018. Anyways, one of the sections talks about why it can be advantageous to buy a deal off market and not going through a broker, and that's because of the cost to pay a broker. And you are able to avoid that cost by purchasing a deal that is off market directly from the owner. So we had a few conversations with brokers just to get an idea of how much money can be saved by buying a deal off market. And we were told that one common structure would be a percentage of the purchase price up to a certain threshold. And then above that threshold, it's a flat fee. Obviously, if you're dealing with an $8 million property as opposed to a $100 million property, it's really not that much more work on the broker's side, but it's over 10 times the commission. So in the book, we said that a common structure would be 3-4% of the purchase price up to $8 million. And then once you hit that $8 million mark and above, it's going to be a flat fee of, say, $150,000. Now, one thing that structure is missing is alignment of interest. And we talk about alignment of interest all the time on this show, on the Joe Fairless content in general. So the fifth way to win over a broker is to offer a commission structure that is promoting alignment of interests and is going to be beneficial to both you selling the property. This is actually on the sales end. So you benefit from the structure, and they also have a way to make more money by getting you a better price. So this actually came from one of our consulting clients who has a property for sale for $42 million. And the broker is asking for a commission of 0.8%. So we're above this $8 million threshold, and it's actually not a flat fee. It is going to be a much smaller percentage of the fee compared to that 3-4% range. And so the client wanted to know, number one, is this fair to me and to the broker? Two, should we cap that commission at a certain number, kind of thinking along the lines of our book? And then three, should there be any sort of additional bonus structure? So right off the bat, you hear 0.8%, and it may sound amazing because you're used to paying 3%, 4% for your traditional SFRs, your traditional duplexes, quadplexes, and even $8 million and below paying 3-4%. So 0.8% sounds great, but again, since we're dealing with tens of millions of dollars, the approach is different. So in one case, it could just be a flat fee, but the way to create alignment of interest is to do it a different way. So one way to incentivize brokers to push for a higher price, but to also create realistic expectation, is to negotiate a commission percentage that is less than the market commission rate. So in this case, something slightly below 0.8%, like 0.65%, and then base that off of whatever they believe the purchase price is going to be. So if the purchase price is going to be $42 million, and that's what the broker is telling you, that's what the market is telling you, then you can set this lower commission for the $42 million number, and then say anything above that, you'll get a commission that is significantly higher, say 5%. This way, if the broker is able to hit expectations, so they're still getting a fair commission, but they are incentivized to actually go above and beyond that purchase price and grind for that extra $100,000, $200,000, $1 million, because they get a larger chunk of that as a commission. So in other words, you offer them something that would be slightly below market up to the purchase price, and then anything above that strike price would be offered an additional larger commission structure. So using this $42 million deal as an example, if the deal were to sell for $44 million and it was negotiated that, okay, the market commission rate is between 0.75% and 0.8%, so I'm going to give you 0.65% up to $42 million. And then anything above $42 million will take a cut of 5% of that. So if the deal were to sell for $44 million, then their commission would be the $273,000 from the first $42 million, which is 0.8% of the $42 million, plus an additional $100,000 because of the $2 million above the strike price. And that $100,000 is coming from 5% of $2 million. So in this case, the total commission would be $373,000. Now, if you were to just do the basic market commission of, say, 0.75%, and you were to sell a deal for $44 million, then the broker would actually make $330,000, so about $40,000 less than what they would have made with this competitive structure, even though the initial commission percentage was lower than what they would have gotten if they wouldn't have that bonus. So to answer the question about, is it fair, should you offer something additional, should you cap it, the compensation structure that is most advantageous isn't one that's just a commission up to a certain number and then a flat fee after that, because if that's the case, what's the point of selling the deal for, in this case, $44 million? Because it doesn't matter to them. I mean, yeah, they'll make slightly more money because it is percentage-based. It's actually probably the worst if it's a flat fee, because then it doesn't matter at all. Whereas if they are able to sell it for $2 million more, they're only going to get 0.0065 of that. Whereas if they are given a compensation structure that incentivizes them to get a larger percentage of the money's above the strike price, the purchase price, the market rate, whatever, they're more likely to push for that higher number. So the best way to win over a broker is to offer them some sort of competitive compensation structure. So rather than just offering them a basic compensation structure of a percentage or a flat fee over a certain threshold, offer them a slightly lower percentage up to a certain number, and then offer them a significantly higher percentage commission above that strike price. So again, now we've got five ways to win over an experienced broker. And obviously you benefit from this by selling your deal for a higher price, which in turn your investors benefit by making more money on the back end. Your brokers benefit because they're also making more money, and it's just a win-win all around. And that's what alignment of interests are. I win, you win, everyone wins, as opposed to one party winning and the other one not necessarily winning, because if that's the case, then sure, they might be a good person who's going to put forth that effort, but they're not incentivized to put forth that extra effort. So in summary, the fifth way to win over an experienced commercial real estate broker is to offer them fair compensation. What's fair compensation? A structure that incentivizes them, that promotes alignment of interest, and allows them to take a larger cut of the purchase price above a certain threshold. In this case, the strike price, whatever the list price is going to be. So again, I recommend listening to the episode 1813 with Mr. Furlow, where we talk about the four ways, and then now you've got the fifth way. And we've also got a blog post, if you're a reader, four ways to win over an experienced apartment broker, that is also available on the website. So just Google Win Broker, actually, and then it'll be one of the first things that come up, and you'll be able to find the blog post as well as the conversation I had with Mr. Furlow. That concludes this episode. Until next time, make sure you check out some of our other syndication school series about the how-tos of apartment syndication. Make sure you download the free documents we have available, and those are, of course, available at syndicationschool.com. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Best ever listeners, go to BEC20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference, BEC20.com. When it's Friday at 4:30 p.m., it's time for Entrepreneur Drinks Podcast, which is co-produced by Joint Ops Properties and Discount Property Investors. Join their end of the work week session as they tackle problems facing entrepreneurs. Listen and subscribe at entrepreneurdrinks.com. That's entrepreneurdrinks.com.